Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for a great 2019, and they invite you to be a part of Bell Ringer 33. The 2020 Bell Ringer sale will be happening the 8th and 9th of January, Wednesday and Thursday, at the front end of the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. Host hotel for Bell Ringer 2020, Doubletree by Hilton on Quebec Street in Denver. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, it was no surprise that cash cattle market activity was quiet the first couple days of the week, with both sides pushing cash market decisions off until after the holiday break and into the next year. But now that we've arrived in the new year, it's time for packers and feedlot managers to go back to work. Although a limited direction shift is likely to be seen in cash cattle trade through the end of the week, the first trade of the year has the potential to set the tone for the rest of the month. Packers already have moderate amounts of cattle sourced for the next couple of weeks, with contracts deliveries expected, as well as a portion of December negotiated trade scheduled for delivery through the first two full weeks of January. Limited market directions expected early today as traders are moving into the new year on the hogs, but very little fundamental or technical factors have changed over the last few days. Hog markets appear to be similar to many new year resolutions in that there are higher expectations and hope that things will change, but many of the same uncertainties and market trends seen in 2019 will continue through 2020. Wheat markets are looking to keep their winning ways continuing in the new year, especially as passive length looks to come into hard wheat contracts when rebalancing begins. The global wheat market remains one of dislocation as the global balance sheet has record stocks, but major exporter ending stocks sit 4 to 5 year lows. It will be another hard open for corn market here this morning, which also kicks off a new year of trading. 2019 featured an impressive range for spot month corn futures of $1.21, the entirety of which was set between the middle of May and the middle of July. Soybeans are looking to add to their impressive string of weekly closes the last month, as well as the 3.7% gain featured in 2019. January soybeans saw a range of $1.44 during 2019 and calendar year highs set in January 2019. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures at the close on Tuesday. February live cattle down 50 cents, 125.92. April down 50 at 127.17. January feeder cattle down 10, 145.32. March down 27, 144.22. February hogs down 37, 71.42. Kansas City wheat, March up 5.5, 486. May was up 5.25 at 494.25. Chicago wheat, March up 2.75 at 558.75. May up 2.75 at 561.75. March corn down a half, 387.75. May was down a half, 394.75. January soybeans up 3.5, 943. March up 3 cents at 955.5. March cotton up 15 cents at 69.20. The May was up 24 cents at 70.42. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.